Welcome to Weekend Let's Hear It on WMUK. I'm Cara Laurence in the Takeda Performance Studio at WMUK. Sound engineer Martin Clem is running the board, and we're about to meet a Celtic trio. Or is Celtic the right word? We'll find out a little later on. The band is called Daymark, and it features Dan Foster on fiddle, Will Woodson on flute and pipes, and Eric McDonald on guitar. They're going to start us off with some Highlands and Reels.
Thank you.
That was a ripping set of Reels and Highlands from Daymark. They're live in our studio today. Our engineer is Martin Clem, and you're listening to Weekend Let's Hear It on WMUK. Dan Foster on fiddle, Will Woodson on flute, and Eric McDonald on guitar. I'm going to start with my simple bias as a flute player and ask Will to grab the microphone here. The flute you just played on sounded like a whole different instrument to me. Maybe you could talk a little about the tradition that you're focused on.
Sure. I was playing flute from a pretty young age. Started tin whistle around age 10 and got onto the flute a few years later in my teens. But I don't really think my style, or the style that I play in now anyways, really gelled until my early 20s when I was living in Glasgow, Scotland. And hanging out with a lot of musicians, both Scottish and Irish musicians, and primarily people from the north of Ireland. They exposed me to a lot of different music from the north, a lot of Donegal fiddling, and a lot of what people have come to call the so-called northern style of flute playing. You know, musicians like Harry Bradley, Desi Wilkinson, Gary Hastings, as well as a lot of players who are somewhat less known but are phenomenal flute players. I think the style that I play in has a lot to do with rhythmic emphasis and a certain amount of drive and punch to it.
Yeah. One thing I want to point out to listeners is I can see the flute you were playing on, and it's shorter. It's smaller. Mm-hmm. So we're in a different key.
Yep. We do a lot of stuff in D, but we like to do a number of our sets up in F, or on the F flute anyways. It's what they would have used to call a three-quarter flute back in the day. So we're pitched a couple notes up in F.
Dan Foster was heard on fiddle. Tell us about your early training and how you got started on fiddle.
Sure. Yeah. So I picked up violin when I was 7 and did some grades through to age 17 or 18. Associated Board Royal School of Music. It's very standard, you know, classical training upbringing. But, you know, I liked playing violin, but I wasn't loving it, I guess. And then I kind of heard fiddle music little by little, but not, you know, immersed in it. And I went into a couple of workshops and found that I could pick up tunes by ear pretty quickly. And then the true kind of like awakening, there was Folkwork Summer School in Durham, which is you know, decades of groundwork by legends like Alistair Anderson and David Oliver and other people up there. And so I kind of found myself in a session age 17 and seeing loads of people playing folk tunes, younger, older, all levels, and it blew me away. And then so I was hooked after that. And then the true kind of calling, I think, came when I left York, which is my hometown, and I lived in Manchester, England, and found myself in a session of Irish music, and very, very good Irish music. I wasn't aware of that at the time, but I'd kind of walked into an extremely rich learning environment. And, you know, with youth on my side, they were encouraging, say, hey, you know, you've got potential, it's going to take a while, you know, and do this, don't do that, you know, listen to this. And then I really started to, you know, love the Irish sound of the fiddle. I count myself lucky that I discovered the music that I love while still a teenager, that's for sure. But the classical training has definitely helped as well. So it's kind of like a best of both worlds scenario, you know, being able to read music, but also learn by ear, you know, as well.
Yeah, nice toolkit.
Not bad.
To have.
Not bad, can't complain.
I'm with Daymark, an Irish trio. It's a fairly new group, I understand. Maybe, Eric, you could talk about how it came together.
Sure, yeah. It's true, we've only been a band for roughly between 2 and 3 years. I don't remember exactly when we started. But a lot of this came from a duo that Will and I were doing before. We both moved to Portland, Maine at the same time, having just met at a session in Boston. And so we got an apartment. We shared an apartment, and that led to a working relationship, and we toured as a duo for a while, and it was sort of something that we were doing in addition to all of our other projects, and we met Dan at a festival that we were playing at in Vermont, and that led to a late-night session, and sort of we discovered like-minded interests, and it just kind of jived, so it very quickly morphed into this band, and that was 2016, I believe, January 2016. And from there, we've kind of just built as we've gone. So,
Daymark has an EP. It's available online at daymarkmusic.com.
Correct.
And a new recording project might be planned in the near future.
Yeah, we're starting plans for our first full length, which is pretty exciting. So we've been developing the music, and we're in pre-production planning for that right now.
All right. Could we have a preview of a song, perhaps, that might show up on a new album?
Sure thing. I think what we'll do is we'll sing you a song that we've been sort of playing around called The King's Shilling. And to take the King's Shilling would have been a form of enlistment in the 17th and 18th centuries. There was lots of ways this would have been done. One of our favorite stories is you would be given a pint of beer in the bar, and if you got to the bottom of the pint and there was a shilling, it meant you were to enlist. So we think that's maybe why a line of clear-bottomed beer mugs was created. This is a song that actually steps a little bit outside of our traditional repertoire. It's a contemporary song written by a man named Ian Sinclair. It's a beautiful song, and it's gained a lot of popularity in the traditional music world in the last number of years. A number of amazing musicians like Karen Casey have done versions of this song. And so this is our version. It's called The King's Shilling. Hope you enjoy it.
My love has left me with bairns twa, and that's the last of him I ever saw. He joined the army and he marched to war. He took the shilling, he took the shilling, and it's off to war. Come laddies, come, hear the cannons roar. Take the king's shilling and it's off to war. Well, did he look as he marched along with his kilt and sporran and his musket gun? The ladies tipped him as he marched along. He sailed out by, he sailed out by the Broomielaw. Come, laddies, come, hear the cannons roar. Take the king's shilling and it's off to war. Pipes did play as he marched along, and the soldiers sang out a battle song. March on, march on, the captain cried, for king and country, for king and country, we will fight today. Come, laddies, come, hear the cannons roar. Take the king's shilling and it's off to war. Well, the battle rattled to the sound of guns, and the bayonets flashed in the morning sun. The drums did beat and the cannons roared, and the shilling didn't seem, no, the shilling didn't seem much worth the war. Come, laddies, come, hear the cannons roar. Take the king's shilling and it's off to war. Well, the men they fought, and the men did fall, cut down by bayonet and musket ball. Many of these brave young men would never fight for the king again. Come, laddies, come, hear the cannons roar. Take the king's shilling and you die in war.
From Daymark, live in our studio, that song called The King's Shilling. We heard Eric McDonald on vocals and guitar, Dan Foster on fiddle, and Will Woodson playing flute. Eric, what a lovely song in a very special setting. I think I heard some sound painting in there, really evoking what's happening in the story. It's a sad story.
It's a very sad story, yeah. It's a sad story with a big message.
Why is it that so many folk songs can punch that message through so well?
It's a great question. I mean, I think there's lots of theories as to why, in particular, folk songs. But I think from my perspective, it's really just that these are all written about real life experiences. So they're really, all these songs are written with the deep feeling, basically. Although there's also a lot of traditional songs that we like to sing, also some of these, that are, you know, they tell beautiful poetic stories about really boring subjects, which is something that I always like to find songs like this. So there's, it sort of runs the gamut. But I think that for me, what actually really attracts me to folk song is sort of the connection you get to real experience. A lot of these songs just come from basic everyday life and the way people feel and the way people live. And I love that.
I've been struggling this entire interview with how to categorize Daymark, because you draw from Irish and Scottish traditions, and the word Celtic is a common catch-all phrase, but I think you could probably tell us that the word is also a bit meaningless, because the Celts, no one knows how the Celts actually made music, or as far as we know. Will, I'm looking at you now. Would you talk about this idea and how maybe categorization isn't important?
Yeah, it's a complicated question, I suppose. You know, there's nothing wrong with the term Celtic music, but I think at the end of the day, it's a more of a marketing phrase than anything else. It doesn't describe anything real. I mean, it's certainly the Celtic people certainly refers to a group of peoples that settled in, you know, what we call the Celtic nations. You know, when people talk about actual Celtic culture and Celtic art and that sort of thing, they're effectively talking about prehistory. It's not a cultural group that has anything to do with, you know, Irish music or Scottish music or Breton music or you know, whatever you please. What's always interested me about Irish music, which I think is kind of my musical home anyway. Certainly, I living in Scotland and playing a lot of music from the north of Ireland, there's certainly a Scottish influence in there. And I enjoy listening to a lot of you know, Scottish music and Cape Breton music in particular. What's always interested me is the actual detail and tradition and the many traditions that are within it, the many traditions that are within the tradition of Irish music. For example, whether it's, you know, country fiddling in Donegal or Irish American music from the 20s and 30s, or, you know, Kerry music, or, you know, the piping tradition or whatever, all these little levels and kind of gradations of their tradition that to simply refer to as Celtic, it kind of just puts the whole thing in a plastic bag and jumbles it all together and turns it into this slick kind of commercial sound that doesn't have anything to do with what musicians were doing a generation or two back. So I think that's maybe what gets to me about the term Celtic. It's a handy enough term, I suppose, if you're trying to make a buck, which us being professional musicians, we surely are.
I was wondering if you might have a set of jigs at this point. I don't know if you were planning that, but it seems like we could use some.
We can do that.
This will be a set. The slip jig that Will has chosen at the start has one of the best names. It's like an onomatopoeia. It's called Doodly Doodly Dank.
Once again, here's Daymark, Dan Foster on fiddle, Will Woodson on flute, and Eric McDonald on guitar.
Thank you.
Live in our studio, that's Daymark. We heard Dan Foster on fiddle, Will Woodson on pipes, and Eric McDonald on guitar. We may see a full album coming out in the next year, I understand. Daymarkmusic.com is the website to keep track of. We may not see you guys in Michigan in the near future, but you're all very busy musicians with different projects. I guess here at the end of our time together, I'd like to hear about anything exciting that you're involved in and looking forward to. And here's Eric.
Well, actually, surprisingly, you may see us sooner than you think. It sounds like we're going to be in Michigan in July. We're going to play at the Bliss Fest, I think. It's not confirmed yet, but it's likely.
Well, that is one of Michigan's favorite folk festivals. That's great.
So if you're listening and you want to see what our faces look like, then you can come to the Bliss Fest.
Thank you for the beautiful music today, Dan, Will, and Eric. I would look forward to seeing you in Michigan next summer.
Thank you, yep. Karis. It's always great to see you.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Thanks for this.
Can you leave us with another set of tunes, perhaps?
Absolutely. We'll try some reels for you.
The name of the band is Daymark, featuring Dan Foster on fiddle, Will Woodson on flutes and pipes, and Eric McDonald on vocals and guitar. Their website, daymarkmusic.com, is where you can keep an eye out for their upcoming album. Daymark is also on Facebook. Martin Clem was the engineer. These features are made possible in part by the Irving S. Gilmore Foundation. The full session with Daymark, including lots more discussion on how they make the music and where it comes from, is at our website, WMUK.org. I'm Kara Lawrence. This is Weekend Let's Hear It. Have a great weekend.